Hey, everyone, and welcome to our Valentine's Day special podcast episode. I am your host, Rafael, a.k.a. The Latin Babbler. I'm joined by my amazing co-host. We got Paula. We got Daisy. We got Miss Rocky. We have an amazing special guest tonight. The very talented Sarai will be joining us later in the show. Our episode is brought to you by ScrubDub. That's going to be the replacement for all of the loofahs everywhere. You guys are going to hear more about it on our social media platforms and on our website. So just go give them a follow. You'll get the information right down below. So today we're talking about Valentine's. We're going to sit there and have a discussion about who does it impact more? So I'm curious from you ladies. I'm always the only guy in the room, which sucks. Like, especially for discussions like this, I feel like no matter what I do, I'm going to end up losing on this conversation. So from a poll standpoint, who has the most pressure, especially on expectations when it comes to Valentine's Day? Is it the men or is it the women?
Men.
I think it's the men. Yeah, men. Absolutely.
Why would you guys say that?
Because I don't think they pay attention too much to us women when it comes to details.
And so you figure Valentine's going to be the day they do?
No. Well, no.
It's everywhere. It's like there's literally signs everywhere leading up to Valentine's. So it's like you have one
shot. It's really easy, actually. I feel like it's everywhere. Everywhere. Like you can get her chocolates, flowers, anything.
Yeah. You could be driving down the highway, right? It's like on the ramps. Get her some naranjas. Get some roses. Like a teddy bear.
Naranjas.
Boy, some calcetines.
I was just about to ask, what is the expectation? You guys, you ladies are correct because we took the poll. We had it on something Latino. We had it on something Latino. And on both sides, it said that men had the most pressure on there. Both of them exactly 76% to be like, I don't know what if they were both just tag teaming to give that number. But on both accounts, 76% of the men and 76% of the women said that men have the most pressure. I'm curious from you guys, what is the expectation when you guys are dealing with Valentine's? Like, what is it that you guys are expecting? And Paula, I'm assuming you're not expecting much when you're sitting there waiting for bags of oranges. So what are the expectations that you ladies have for Valentine's?
I'm just saying you can't, there's no excuses, right? For me, I've been married for a really long time now. And, you know, sometimes you think, after you've been married for a while, the attention to detail has gone out the window. But they surprise you. I'll get flowers. But this is the thing, though, right? I think the pressure is big when you put it all just on Valentine's. If you have a person that does something for you year-round, Valentine's Day is a nice touch, but it's not the end-all, be-all. So then when you don't get maybe what you were expecting or hoping for, you're crushed and sad because it's crushed. An extra.
Well, I think it's overrated. I think it's overrated.
It does happen. It does happen because a lot of the times if you have a partner that doesn't do anything for you year round and you have that.
You shouldn't be with that partner.
It happens.
But it happens. Some guys are not romantic.
But all
like that.
All year long. You're going to say not once. And then, okay, but then you expect it on Valentine's Day and then it doesn't happen either. I don't know.
Think really? We just want a little gesture, I feel. It doesn't have to be huge. Valentine's, you don't have to go and buy like a car, a freaking, like just something cute and small.
It doesn't
and,
have to be a Chevy beautiful. Commercial, like where they turn around and they show with a big red bow on the car type thing.
I feel like
the media, those are the expect. You see all the commercials that come out on Valentine's Day, even for Christmas, like everybody's giving out like some type of like, huge ass item with a bow on top of it. So for you, it's pretty simple though. Like what is your ideal version of a Valentine's? Raquel, we'll start with you.
Leave me alone. Okay. I just want some chocolates and maybe flowers. But like, again, I feel like it's overrated. We, you know, here in America, we put a holiday for everything. And I mean, one day, I mean, you love me every day, right? 365 days out of the year. I mean, and the best thing is when you do have a surprise, it doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day. It could be just, you know, I'm not having a good day and he noticed, then, hey, here's some flowers. Here's a little, you know, foot rub. It's the little things. Us women, we're not that complicated. And I think men put that big, you know, stigma on us. And we're not complicated. We just we just want to be heard, you know, and just want to vent sometimes. And, you know, a little foot rub, that, you know, goes a long way.
Foot rub on Valentine's.
Okay. That's what she wants.
That's what I want.
She wants a foot rub on Valentine's. Daisy, yeah, what's your ideal version of a Valentine's date?
Probably a bouquet of flowers and a coffee. I love receiving coffee and flowers. I'm very simple. Like, you don't have to go all out, but if you gift me Starbucks gift cards, surprise me with a cup of coffee and some flowers, I'll be happy.
Cafecito con Daisy.
Cafecito.
she's trying to pitch the slogan. Just give me coffee. Okay, so I'm curious. Paul, I'm going to ask you real quick. I'll let you give your answer. What's your idea of a Valentine's Day before I comment on Daisy's?
I like to be home. There's this, like, it's a crazy out there. So I like to be home. And if he makes it special for us, it's the three of us. Like, we're, you know, my daughter, like our daughter, my husband and myself. So he always, like, he'll do something for both of us. And the fact that he includes her and he thinks of her, it'll be like a dinner at home with her favorite meal. And then he'll get us, like, you know, he'll get her roses or he'll get me whatever. This year he asked me to be his Valentine.
Oh, that's cute.
Like, we're back in high school.
Is that you?
And because you take it for granted. And so I think he and my daughter were talking, and then I came home from work. This already happened because obviously he's not going to be here on Valentine's. So I came home and I had chocolates and this big stuffed animal with a card that he asked me to be his Valentine. And it was that very simple thing because you take it for granted. We're married. Obviously I'm your Valentine, but the fact that he asked, it was just the sweetest thing. And so those types of things, they mean a lot and they stick with you. Those are the things that you remember, not the Chevy.
Yeah, exactly.
So why the expectation then? If this is so simple, why are men putting themselves in a position where if they miss out, they are just like catastrophically unforgiven?
Well, because like Daisy and Raquel commented a minute ago, they don't do if it. I think the pressure falls heaviest on those that do nothing year round. So then the pressure is mounted on this one day versus you showing appreciation and
it shouldn't love. Be pressure though. It's not that hard. It's right. The easiest thing you can do. You can spend $10.
Come on, I'm talking about the expectation. There are women out there.
Not every woman who are expecting.
I know, but is that the stereotype or the stigma that's out there? Because if men feel like they have to go like catastrophically all in with the dinner reservations, and if they don't get any, they feel like they failed, or, you know, they didn't have the right bouquet of flowers, or, you know, like, who's creating that? Is it just this group where it's just like, yeah, keep it simple, as opposed to what regular society is pushing out there, I guess?
Babbler, I have a question for you. From a male's perspective, do you feel like as a male, you forget to do the, I mean, I know you've been single for a while, right? But
I've been single for a really long time. And I think Jesus was still alive from the last time I turned around and went out.
Here we go.
Would you say you're a romantic, or would you say that?
I am. So I think for me, like, I would go all in. I'm just that type of person though. Like, I would get up and that entire day is like already planned. And I do the same thing for like my kids' birthdays. So it's like, it's weird for me. Like, I think I'm the anomaly to that. I would literally like a month ahead of time have my whole thing planned out. You know what I'm saying? That for me is like my thing, but not many guys are like that. So like, I would actually do, you know, I have the nice restaurant planned, the flowers, the gift, the blah, blah, blah. But am I commercializing it by doing that? Like, am I fitting into the narrative of what people are saying
okay
I should be doing?
If you like that, it's okay. If she likes that, it's okay.
Yeah, if it comes natural to you and that's part of who you are, because you just, that's the type of, those are the types of gestures that you like to you know, show to whoever it is that you're with. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's the ill-intentioned that feel that pressure.
Okay, right. So let's see. That was the expectations going into Valentine's Day. What are your expectations on the day of Valentine's? Who has it worse? Do you think the men have it worse on the day of, or do the women have it? I feel like preparation-wise, the women have it. You guys have to go all in with everything, right?
I mean, depending on what you're doing, if the expectation is you're going to go to this, you know, super fancy restaurant and I believe if a guy's planning it, sometimes there is that expectation of a give and take. And we're going to plan this for you. You know, you better be banging because I'm going to show you off, perhaps, right? That might be a little bit of that give and take. So there might be pressure on both ends, but then I don't know. Sometimes it's like you're not with the right person. If you feel that type of pressure, or that you're not going to, you're not going to dress up enough to please, you know, your partner, then I don't know, like Raquel said a little bit ago, he's probably not with the right person.
Yeah. Very interesting. Again, I know that some of the people who are commenting on our feed are basically saying that they have quite a few things. So most women are saying, I love it simple and intimate, which is based on what you guys are saying. And then there are some who are saying, it also depends on what stage of the relationship
that's true as
so well. That's a good one, because okay, so is it more intense in the beginning, or do you have more pressure towards like later on?
I think at the beginning there's more pressure.
Yeah,
because I remember Greg one time, our first Valentine's, he went all out and got me like a bunch of stuff, and he was like all nervous, and I'm like, you didn't have to do all that. I was happy with like a bouquet of roses, but I'm like, at the same time, sure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're never going to reject it. So, I mean, hey, the more you bring it, we're going to receive it.
Which is funny, because how long have you been married, Paula?
It'll be 17 years this summer.
That's and you got excited with the fact that he asked you to be his Valentine's.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's kind of cute. He gets props for that.
That's cute, yeah.
It's pretty cute for...
But the thing is, like, he does things year-round. Like, he'll just send me random flowers. And so, like I said, you know, the fact that he's not going to be here on Valentine's Day, I'm not going to be heartbroken or crushed or sad, because, you know, we had our moment, like, this weekend and even before that. But he's sweet all year-round, and he does those gestures and just shows that he appreciates me. And so if maybe that wasn't the case, and I had like, you know, I was growing these big expectations for the actual day and then nothing happened, I think I would be pretty sad.
Okay.
So I understand that perspective.
So we got 3 minutes for this one. I'm just curious. Daisy, if Greg woke up this morning and just completely was like, Valentine's Day is just another day, and like, we've been a couple all year, and I've been bringing you coffee and flowers throughout that entire year, we don't need to do anything, what are your thoughts?
It's a no for me. I like the holiday. I feel like
it's a hard no. Like, yeah. You better get your ass to that store and do everything that you gotta. Yeah. You gotta.
Something small, but it's a no for me.
A card, something.
What about you, Raquel? What do you think?
I'm good with, you know, do I want something on Valentine's? Every girl wants something on Valentine's, como dice, just a little something, you know, and again, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant, but yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a no. Like, if you come in, like, with nothing, like, one rose, like, you know, be creative, like Paula's husband, be creative, like, write me a little card, like, this is a free 30-minute massage, or, you know, whatever, free cup of coffee, lo que sea. Let's go.
Not the coupons.
The coupon. Yeah,
but I'm saying,
hey, you wanted that foot massage. Cute. That's where that coupon comes
from. She wants a foot massage, yeah.
I want the foot massage, or, you know, like, un toque, you know, that's really, like I said, we're not all these that other women that are cracked up to be, right? We're very simple. It's just, you know, el toque. So yeah, it's a no. If you come
Here's the thing. So quick before we have to end that one, we go into our artist spotlight. If somebody, instead of giving you the foot massage, just gave you a card with just the coupon in there for you to get a free foot massage.
That's great too, right?
Yeah.
That works too.
That works.
I mean, it could be from someone else. I wouldn't mind either.
So for anybody who's listening to the show, you know, just, you know, you have our addresses on the website. Just send Paula a bunch of free foot massage coupons. She's located in the Florida area.
And send Paula, me coffee.
You mean Miss Rocky, Paula.
Well, Paula wants one too.
I was like,
yeah.
Hey,
but she's the Midwest.
Massages are good.
Yeah, she'll take them. So, all right. Miss Rocky, go ahead. Give us our artist spotlight.
All right, so our artist spotlight today is our singer-songwriter Sarai, who represents a new generation of fearless music artists and who serve as a voice and champion not only for Latina women, but Latinos worldwide. Miami-born, she has been highlighted in Billboard, People en Español, Un Nuevo Día, Telemundo, y Despierta América en Univision, and Siempre Mujer, among many others, creating her first album, Sarai, with reggaeton, pop, and R&B. Sarai mixes her multicultural roots with her American father and Venezuelan mother. Ooh, chama, let's go, girls. Sarai has also collaborated with PepsiCo to ignite cultura by representing and empowering young Latina women. Here's her single, Candela, remix featuring John Z, produced by Looney Tunes from Looney Tunes.
Prendí en candela, de nada más pegarme, rápido me quema. María alcohol, ella tiene en el sistema. La veo brillando como una gema. Ando así calao, papi me hizo mal, yela. Nos hemos mirado, palma que tú esperas. Le gusta el reggaetón, también es trapera. Vente conmigo a coger la loquera.
Si quieres te prendo un candela. Bailamos pegado la noche entera. Y tú vas a hacer, baby, lo que yo quiero.
None other than Sarai. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here, and this is an amazing opportunity. Thank you so much.
I'm really excited. The video was hot. You got other stuff that's coming up. We'll talk about it. First, we want to learn about you. What got you into the career of being a musician?
So, I mean, it all started way back when. No, I'm kidding. My dad is from New York. My mom is from Venezuela. So I always listened to like a fusion of music when I was much younger. And I started singing and composing when I was super young. Then when I was about to apply for colleges, I was like, what do I want to do in my life? And being a, you know, half American, half Latina in the U.S., you know, I had to think about, like, what do I want to do? What am I, what will my future be? And I decided I wanted to go into music. It took me through a very difficult time of getting out of Lyme disease. I had it for quite some time. And thankfully, I was able to treat it. But music was the only thing that really helped me out of that situation. I decided after that I wanted to do something completely different. I decided to do reggaeton from singing jazz music. But it was super cool because I got to connect to my roots.
So who would you say was like your musical influences growing up, since you said you went from jazz to reggaeton?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of everything, but I listened to so much Celia Cruz when I was younger. And then I started like experimenting a little more, and I found reggaeton one day, like in my room. I like went onto YouTube and like looked it up. So my mom wouldn't find out. And I was like, wow, what is this music? I love it so much. And yeah, I just started listening to it and learning all about the genre and making music.
That's amazing.
So when you perform, going from jazz, again, going from jazz to something like reggaeton, is there something that just gets you, is there something different that you do when you when you're performing jazz or reggaeton, that just like a pre-performance ritual that really gets you to where you need to be?
A pre-performance ritual, I would say I definitely say a little prayer inside and, you know, thank the higher being, you know, for everything that, all the experiences I've been through, for my family, who's really been there through everything with me.
So that's, it's awesome. Not like Lil LeBron James. You don't get in front of a table, put a bunch of powder in your hands, slap. There's no huge.
No, but I listen to a hype song. That's definitely what I did right before this video.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, what's the hype song though?
Oh, I have a whole hype playlist, but it's a little bit of dance music, a little bit of reggaeton music. Sometimes just to get myself in the mindset, I'll listen to Candela and just hype myself up. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. So the song that we just played, that's like your hype song?
Exactly. Yeah. It's one
that's
of them.
That's a hype
video.
That video was crazy.
It is so good.
It was on fire. Literally on fire.
And red is your color.
Oh, well, yes. I'm repping for Valentine's Day. I mean, yeah, I decided to put it on. But definitely Candela. That was the first song I wrote in the studio when I kind of was getting out of the Lyme disease, not feeling great. I went to the studio and I was like, I feel so much power and passion inside of me, especially as a Latina woman. And I was like, why not put all of that flavor into a song? So that was how Candela was born.
There you go. And you bring that Candela fire from the 305.
Yeah.
You know? So wanted to know, what are some of your like most difficult obstacles you had to overcome to get to where you are right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, one was definitely going through Lyme disease. I had it for 12 years, and then it was a whole process of getting misdiagnosed, and I lost my voice when I was doing the treatment. And I really am so thankful for that experience, because now I can help others, I can share my story, and it helped me, music helped me come out of that difficult time. And I think it was a realization that, you know, music was my passion, my calling. And definitely when I started the industry, it's very difficult as a Latina woman. But, I mean, we're powerful. We're fighters. So, you know.
That's it.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Just kind of like on a follow-up, because I know that writing music and, you know, performing, it does take a toll. Do you have, mm-hmm. like, a specific requirement, like, when you're performing, you know, either on tour or – because I know some musicians, they need, like, fruit, or they need some type of – you having gone through all the things of losing your voice, what's kind of like the one thing you feel is the most important for what you need to do to maintain the health of that?
Mm-hmm. Definitely taking care of my body. I mean, everything from like working out to eating clean, you know, getting enough sleep, all of those play really big roles. And I mean, I'm sure as all of you know, I mean, it's how you keep your body going. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me about the ambassadorship. And about the collaboration with PepsiCo, because according, you know, to Ignite the Cultura, representing and empowering young Latina women, like, what are you guys doing to create that empowerment?
So it was an amazing experience. Back in April, or a little before, I was approached by a company that was working with PepsiCo on their Pepsi Latin Hispanic Summit. And they saw Candela Remix, loved the video, and I was like, wow, I would love to be a part of, you know, elevating Latina voices and sharing our stories. And I flew out to Dallas. I performed Candela with them and talked a little bit about my story with the team. It was such an incredible experience, and I'm so thankful to be a part of sharing Latina stories.
Were your parents supportive?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I couldn't have done this without my family. I mean, family is everything for me, and especially, you know, as Latina and Latin people, we, you know, are surrounded by family. Yeah. So my family is my everything.
That's amazing. I'm glad that you got that support, because that's kind of like something that's really lacking in the Latino community when it comes to the arts.
Yes. So,
very cool. What are some of the upcoming projects that you have coming out? I know you're releasing a new single soon.
Yes, this Friday I'm releasing Dura. Dura is, you know, being a powerful, strong Latina woman. This song is so near and dear to my heart because it is not only elevating my voice, but all of our voices. In the video, I talk about being a student at New York University, being a businesswoman, and an artist all at the same time. So it's really cool to be able to tell my story, especially in this medium of film. So it's great.
Very cool. All right, Sarai, if people wanted to follow you, where would they go ahead and do that?
Yes, you can follow me on all social media platforms, Sarai Music Official, and check out the new single on Friday, Dura, on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, and my YouTube channel, Sarai Music.
Oh, yeah, I have a question. We're about to get into a discussion on being single on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And are you interested in sticking around for that? Because that would be really cool to have extra insight.
100%.
As if we needed more women on the podcast to go up against the one guy.
Just like I say in Candela Remix, yo no tengo problemas porque estoy soltera. So that's how it is.
Let's go, honey.
I think there's three of us who are single, and then the other two are in relationships, so ill to them.
Respect.
We are going to talk about being single on Valentine's Day, because I conducted a poll as to what men and women were doing. So men were literally doing nothing. If they didn't have a partner, they just sat at home or did whatever they would do on an everyday basis.
Right.
It's a regular day. However, women, you guys hijacked the damn holiday if you're single. Like, you guys have Galentine's Day, Friendsentine, all kinds of stuff that's going on. What are your I'm interested in hearing the thoughts as to the Galentine's. I got an unpopular opinion I'm going to introduce, but I'm curious as to hearing, like, why Galentine's? Why create Galentine's?
Why not? It's an idea of women getting together, and if that's the day that they can help each other cope with whatever it is that they're individually feeling by having support of their closest friends, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't take away from the people in relationships.
It means that Valentine's is not just for romantic relationships. Right. You can celebrate it with your mom, with your friends, with your sister, with anybody. So it doesn't matter.
Is that true, though? I mean,
yes.
When you go to CVS or any of these other places that are selling tons, I mean, they have a whole display. You can't go to Walmart without seeing two straight aisles of chocolates. Hey, you got to give this to your significant other in a love heart format. Like, was the day specifically designed? I mean, it was originally designed for couples.
Correct.
Why, if that's the case, why aren't guys going out and giving like heart shaped footballs to
their homies?
They do. That's called like football, whatever magic. What do they call it? What get together?
Football magic? What? That's a new one.
What? No.
I know, like fantasy football. Fantasy football Sunday.
Fantasy football. Fantasy football.
They have other excuses to get together. Fantasy football.
They do. But on Valentine's Day, no. You're trying to talk about other stuff. Like on Valentine's Day, nobody's going out.
It's over by then, but they have plenty of excuses to get together and hang out.
I want to know what Sarai thinks.
I'm before she even gets into that one, I'm interested in Sarai, your expectations for Valentine's Day. Like, what are the expectations for the person who's going to turn around and take you out?
I have to say, I'm a very simple person. I just want to have a fun time, and I want to like just have fun with the other person, connect with the person. I One thing, I do love getting a rose from my dad every single year on Valentine's Day. It's very special to me. That's the only rose I need. Yeah, so I don't like chocolate, so I don't need chocolate. Just take me out for a fun time. Like, we can go dancing, we can go on a walk, we can go out for dinner, anything. Let's just have fun.
Okay, that makes sense. What if they don't do it? Like, what if your dad's like, no flower this year?
No flower this year? Like, all right, well, you know what? I'll have to take that up with him on the next one. But
he's got the expectation. He's already set up.
Are the flowers just more or less expensive than the eggs nowadays? I mean,
have you seen the price? I mean, seriously, right?
I didn't know. I'm going to be very honest with you. It costs probably cheaper to get a dozen roses than it does to get a dozen eggs.
It's insane.
Some of those forever roses. Have you seen those?
Oh yeah, they're like $200 at Costco.
They're nice. They last a really long time.
Is that, just get those chocolate roses, the ones that are come pre-wrapped, and you can just give a rose and they can just eat it whenever. It's like a 2-for-1. You don't have to buy the chocolate heart-shaped thing. You don't have to buy the roses. You can just buy the roses that are shaped like chocolate. You know, or the chocolate that's shaped like rose. So Sarai, you go back to the single Galentine's.
Yes.
Like, what's your thoughts on that?
I personally really like Galentine's. I think it's fun. Girls get together. You can, eat chocolates, eat cake, have some wine. But this might be an unpopular opinion, but Valentine's Day is for all love. So, like, I say self-love on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to do a face mask. I'm going to do my makeup. I'm going to, eat a really good, smoothie, something like that. So I feel good inside.
She's a really good smoothie.
She said she doesn't like chocolate.
Yeah.
She's from Miami. We have to have smoothies.
She's going to go to a juice bar and just treat herself to a pina colada smoothie.
She's going
to
buy herself some flowers. She's going to buy herself a mask.
Oh, we're going to the Miley Cyrus song now. It's like,
I can buy
Yes.
Well, that's it. All right, so I got a popular opinion. I'm going to get hammered for this. I know that I'm going to get... It's not my point of view, but I just brought it up because some people did. So Abby Archer, and I hope that nobody looks up for this woman, but Southwestern University, EDU, wrote, because this was based on a movie, it was called Girl Boss, she's saying Galentine's Day is a pity party for the unrequited self-love. The holiday, and I'm going to read this. Oh, I'm going to get so hammered. I'm going to lose like 80 followers for this shit. The holiday suggests being single is in something to be mourned, as if though a non-existent love is a death in itself. Galentine's Day is an apology for something that doesn't need to be apologized for. And then she goes on and on with that whole concept. At the very end, she goes, in order for women to be truly empowered, both sexually and professionally, being single has to stop being depicted as depressing. It's like, I want to watch a movie about a boss, what happens to be a woman who is truly fulfilled, whose life does not revolve around men in her circle. Maybe the men in her circle revolve around her for a change. What are your thoughts on that?
Well,
I knew I was going to throw fire in the flame. Like, I'm probably losing followers.
Get them, Paula. Get them.
My account is like 69% women audience, and I'm going to just get whacked.
I just think that's a sad perspective coming from a woman, because it doesn't have to be a pity party. And just because women get together to celebrate each other and to be there for each other, whether they are sad because some of them may have ended a relationship and the other ones might be completely happy being single. And like Sarai said, you just want to be with your friends sometimes, and that's okay. And it's not because you're being, a sad sack because you're single. It doesn't always revolve around a man. And to see it from that perspective alone is erroneous.
Okay, and I think they need to start normalizing that being single isn't a bad thing. Some people like to be single.
Yeah.
It's a good
professional
thing.
Professional divorcee right here. Not once, but twice.
No, yeah, I only did it once. Thank God for that.
Babbler's happy.
She's at, yeah, Rocky's you got two. Happy. Look, I personally don't need the holiday, though, to remind me of self-love, though. So why, that's what she's saying, I think, is like, you don't need Valentine. Like, we're single every day. So why do we need the one day to make us feel worse about it?
But it doesn't
have to feel worse.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. She's saying, I'm not me. I want to make sure that you're like Carlos in that last episode. I want to make sure I'm separating myself from Miss Abby Archer. Okay. I don't want to be put in that situation. Sarai, what are your thoughts on that though? Cause y'all be taking up restaurants with Galentine's. I was talking about this to my daughter. I'm like, it's okay if you want to celebrate, but all these couples who are trying to get seats at some of the most expensive restaurants now have table for eights on all the Galentine's women who are trying to celebrate it at the exact same time.
Book it earlier.
Yeah.
Book it earlier.
But that goes to the prep thing that we were talking about in the beginning.
Or a different
right?
date.
If you want a seat, if you want a seat, don't be mad at the Galentine's for preparing.
Don't be mad at the Galentine's people.
Don't
for
wait
that.
Until last minute to book something for your girl if it really means that much.
Yeah,
and so no, it's just a nice day. The fact that, you know, Christmas, do you really need Christmas to give out gifts to the ones that you love? No, but it's a special day. It marks day and time to create that memory. So do I just perform things to care for myself on Valentine's? Like if I were to be single? No, but it's a nice day. Hey, today I'm going to go ahead and do it. Other people might have things that they're doing it to mark that day with in a relationship. I'm going to go ahead and do a face mask. I'm going to go and give myself a massage. It's not about pity. It's not about anything like that. And to see it from that perspective is sad. And I'd be very sad for people that see it like that.
I mean, I'm curious as to where she even came up with that article and how she got away with surviving on campus.
Some old 90s research, man. I don't know.
Rumor has it Abby is nowhere to be found today.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If you look
she
closely,
went that's the Dear Western Abby. University. Is that the Dear Abby lady?
No. I don't want to keep repeating her name. I feel like we're going to get this woman chastised.
Abby Archer?
Yeah, it's like, she's like Abby Archer. Abby, you with the Archer. So now obviously she was obviously doing a review of, I guess, something that happened in a movie. I've never seen that movie Girl Boss, so I wouldn't know what that depicted. But for me, the concept that she was talking about seemed like she made that personal. Like it went from the movie to real life.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. She was maybe we need to be a little introspective, Abby.
Yeah.
And see what's going within ourselves.
Yeah.
And that whole thing about the movies, that whole thing about the movies, and we don't need a movie that always circles around the man. Well, maybe if more people went to actually watch movies that just had to do with women. I mean, we had like, wasn't the Oceans movie, Oceans, what was it, like 100?
Oceans 8,000.
You know?
I think she's talking about Ocean 13.
How much play did that get? You know, I think if more eyes went to actually go watch movies about women that weren't about unrequited love or, you know, I'm a girl boss and I'm doing everything, but man, if I only had a man, my life would be complete. That's what gets play. If it was the other way around, then maybe we'd have more movies like that.
I mean, maybe that's where she's going for. Society kind of just pushes the narrative that you have to have a man on a specific day in order to feel happy about yourself. And if you don't have that, then you feel...
Who writes most of these movies? Who's the writers? Who do we have? That's why we need more women. We need more, POC writing.
Putting women in perspective, though, should women be playing those roles then?
Well, times are changing now. Like on TikTok.
Well, no, there's more female. Yeah, there's a bunch of, the audience is completely different now. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of women who are educating people really quickly.
Yes, little by little. But what are you going to do? Not take those roles and then just not work and not have the possibility of a different door opening for
you?
You
got to stand up for the cause. No, I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding.
Let's see what Andrew Tate has to say.
Oh, my God. Why would you bring his name into the discussion?
Because he's not what I was going to say.
We're going to be canceled.
He's nice and secure behind, you know,
right?
Some walls and some bars right now. So let's
wherever
keep him
he's
there.
At. Yeah, exactly. No, it was just something that you said like about women and, you know, it's a different world and things like that. So that's why it came to my head.
Interesting. All right. So for all the single people here, what are you guys doing for Valentine's? What are you doing for Valentine's?
Sleeping.
You're sleeping in? No Valentine's?
No, I'm coming home, eating dinner with my children and then relaxing.
So your children are your Valentine's for tomorrow?
Yep, and they got me flowers and chocolate.
Oh, look at that.
And they gave me a foot rub.
And they changed the bulbs
on the fan.
I'm going to tell you right now, your kids are crying. That foot rub was with torture. They were just like, the facial expressions. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I mean, says you, they're the ones who had to grab it.
Like, my son told me, I hope my girlfriend has pretty feet like you, mommy.
Somebody raising
gentlemen, ladies and
somebody
gentlemen.
Somebody really wanted that allowance for this week.
Yeah. Okay.
He's over there saying all those nice things while massaging them hobbit feet.
I do. I have sweethearts. You should see.
I'm actually gonna
show a little picture of my son and his girlfriend. Sarai,
what are you?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say I'm gonna show a picture of my feet. I said, not for free.
Let's try to keep this as PG-13 as possible. We don't need to see toes.
We pay for those pictures, darling.
That is insane. Sarai, what are you doing for Valentine's?
I actually have class tomorrow night, so I'm going to be studying copyright law tomorrow night, and then I'm going to come home, eat with my friends, watch a really good rom-com movie. I have to say I will watch that, and eat cake tomorrow night, do a face mask, and sleep. Self-care tomorrow.
Okay. What movie?
Very cool. Yeah, I was just about to ask. Can she plug it?
I don't know. I love Clueless. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I love How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Mm-hmm. And
go for 50 First Dates.
I love 50 First Dates too.
50 First Dates is a good movie. You guys might want to turn around and.
Or Valentine's Day, the movie.
Yeah.
I just watched that with my daughter the other day.
Not a scary movie.
It didn't age well.
No. It's a rom com.
This is my son.
Oh.
My son and his girlfriend.
Aww. Look at that.
Saria's boyfriend.
All right, we got 3 minutes. We got 3 minutes left. Paula, what are you doing for Valentine's?
Well, we celebrated this weekend because husband's away on business. So I went and I got some heart shaped donuts, and we have work and school, and so we'll do that and then just have a nice dinner and watch a rom com probably, and ton of work. So that's it.
Daisy, what is Greg doing?
Well, if the weather's nice, we're having a cute little picnic in Long Beach. It's one of our favorite spots. Nice. It's been crazy. No, it's been like, it was sunny for like a second today, and then it was like, started sprinkling, and now it's like, okay, so I don't even know. I can't predict it.
Okay. Well, for those of you who are watching, let us know what you guys are doing for Valentine's Day. Pay attention to this video. Comment below. Those of you guys are watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, I think we're on LinkedIn. All kinds of stuff. We just watch it. And if you're listening to the podcast, once it does come out, you guys can turn around and send us your messages. Go to www.throwthewaffy.com. Follow us on all social media platforms at Throw the Waffy. For those of you guys who are following our sister and brother accounts, go to Something Latina and Something Latino. I am Rafael. That is Sarai. That is Paula. That is Miss Rocky. That is Daisy. And we are out on this Valentine's Day celebration special.
Desde Nicaragua hasta Costa Rica, con esta canción todo mundo se identifica. Llamen a los chilenos y a los cubanos, llamen a Puerto Rico y a los mexicanos, que ya se armó la rumba. Desde Panamá hasta Ecuador, vámonos a Perú y luego hasta Salvador. Que se escuche Brasil y Argentina. Yo quiero un grito de mi gente latina y levantaré mi bandera, estando en mi país o estando allá afuera. Para mí, mira, noches en frontera.